Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Go With It podcast. And if you are new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and the host of this podcast where we talk about all things lifestyle, wellness, and self-growth. So before we get into today's episode, I just have to say, happy October, you guys. We are officially in quarter four of 2023, which is insane to me. I don't even know where this year went. It flew by so quickly, and I'm sure the last 3 months of the year are going to be no different. But I will say I have been fully embracing the fall vibes this year. I am fully in it, and I am very excited for what's to come the rest of 2023. Today, I just woke up feeling so grateful and so blessed, and I wanted to share a little bit of my gratitude for all of you. So today, I decided to do a little Starbucks giveaway on my Instagram stories. I posted a gift card on there so that you guys can get coffee on me today. And it was so nice to see your orders. I definitely took some notes for my next Starbucks order. And it was just nice to be able to give back to you guys in just even a small way. And to see that it made your guys' day made me feel so good. If you didn't get a chance to get a coffee on me, don't worry. As we get closer to the holiday season, I definitely will be doing more little treats and little giveaways like this just to share my gratitude, because I have so much for you guys. I wouldn't be able to wake up, do what I love, if you guys weren't here supporting me. So thank you so much for that. But anyways, I want to get into today's episode. If you keep up with my content, you know that I'm always talking about routines, whether it's my morning routine, my weekly reset routine, my self-care routine, you name it. I love a good routine. And in today's episode, I want to have a more in-depth conversation on how we can create our ideal morning and evening routine. I have some tips, tools, and resources that I've found very helpful for me when creating my own routines, and I want to share them with you guys. And I also want to share my current fall morning and evening routine with you guys if you need a little bit of inspiration or anything like that. So that is what we're chatting about in today's episode. I don't really have anything else to say, so without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
So before we get into today's episode, I just have to say that this episode was actually inspired by the latest product launch from Wild House Paper. They are a brand that I love and I work closely with. And if you're not familiar with them, Wild House Paper creates intentional tools like journals, planners, card decks, and so many other incredible tools that are designed to help you connect with your mind, your body, your soul, as well as with others. And recently they introduced their new morning and night routine journals that are specifically crafted to assist you in cultivating a solid morning and night routine. And I just want to say that this is not sponsored by any way. They are not paying me to talk about this, to share about this in any way. I was genuinely inspired by their mission, which goes far beyond just their products. And I felt inspired to kind of go a little bit deeper in this topic when it comes to morning and night routines. But if you're curious about their new journals, I'll definitely leave a link down below to check them out. I highly recommend their other products as well. I'm currently using their manifestation pad, their weekly planner. They also have like a day planner and a monthly planner, and I'm always using their tote bag and things like that. So if you're into wellness tools, stationary things, and you're looking to kind of prepare for the new year, highly recommend checking them out. I just wanted to give a shout out to them because they are what inspired this week's episode. Honestly, these journals couldn't have arrived at a better time for me personally. One of my autumn goals is to establish a consistent nighttime routine like I have with my morning routine. Doing my morning routine is like clockwork and something that I naturally do each day, but when it comes to winding down and having a night routine, that is where I find myself struggling. And that's why I'm super excited about these journals. They're designed to help you stay accountable and cultivate either a morning or night routine or both. Because I'm working on my night routine, I opted on getting the night routine journal, but I definitely want to get the morning one too once I finish my current morning journal that I have. Basically, at the beginning of each journal, they dive into why having a morning or night routine is important and like the benefits of having either routine, which I'll get into in a moment. But one really cool fact that I picked up from the journal is that it actually takes 66 days to form a new habit, not 21, like I think most of us have thought. It's actually 66 days. These journals were designed with that fact in mind. So they have 66 pages to help you along your habit forming journey. So as I mentioned earlier, my focus is on improving my evening routine, which is why I ended up going for the night routine journal. So I'm excited to start that. Actually, now that I think about it, I believe they're starting a challenge next week. I think it's like on October 9th. Hold on, let me double check. So on October 9th, they're starting a community challenge. It's basically a 10-week challenge where we will be creating new routines together. They'll be offering like guided weekly topics and community chats for the next 10 weeks to help us create these morning and evening routines together. So if you want to be a part of that challenge, I'll provide the link in the show notes down below. And all you have to do is buy either a morning or night routine journal by October 4th. And you should get your journal by October 9th, which is when the challenge starts. So I'm definitely going to be doing this challenge myself. So if you want to be a part of it, highly recommend getting either the morning or night journal, and we can do the challenge together. So I'll leave the link to that down below. And again, this isn't sponsored by any way. I just genuinely love their brand, their mission, their purpose behind everything that they do. But anyways, I want to highlight some of the benefits of having both a morning and evening routine. These are some of the things that were in the morning and night routine journals by Wild House Paper. So these aren't my facts. I'm getting it from them. But some benefits of a morning routine are it helps lower stress levels. I think by starting your day with a structured routine, you can help really reduce early morning stress and anxiety. It also helps with enhancing our memory, having better organization, and just boost our productivity for the day ahead, which are definitely things that I'm always working on achieving. And when it comes to a night routine, they share that some of the benefits are regulating your circadian rhythm. Having a consistent evening routine really helps your body's internal clock stay on track, making it easier to fall asleep and wake up at the right times that you need to, which is one of the main reasons why I want to cultivate an evening routine. Another big benefit of having a night routine is that it improves your quality of sleep. If getting better sleep is your goal, like it is for me, a night routine can really be helpful with that. I know when I practice my night routine, it helps me to relax and unwind, which leads to better sleep, which then affects my productivity and energy the next day. So those are just some of the benefits of having a morning or night routine. But when it comes to creating your ideal morning and evening routine, there's a few things that I think are important to consider. Not all routines are created equal. They don't all have to look the same. And I think it's important that we create routines that work for us. The first thing that I think is important to consider when creating a morning or night routine, or any type of routine for that matter, is identifying what your intentions are for each routine. Sometimes we find ourselves doing things simply because it seems like everyone else is doing them and we feel like we should be doing it too. But the intention behind our actions are more important than what we are actually doing. I want you to ask yourself, what are you aiming to achieve with your morning or night routine? How is it that you want to feel both during and after? For me, when it comes to my morning routine, my intentions are pretty simple. I just want to start each day by reconnecting with myself mentally, physically, spiritually. It's like my daily ritual of nourishing my inner self, and this connection helps me continue living more in tune with my intuition. It helps me to stay aligned with my goals and keeps me focused on the path that I've set for myself. And I aim to begin each day with a sense of gratitude, feeling grounded and centered, especially since my days tend to get really hectic. So those are really my intentions for my morning routine. Now, when it comes to my evening routine, the intentions shift just a little bit, but not too much. For me, it's all about creating a sacred space to reflect and reconnect with myself. In the busyness of life, it's rare to have a moment to just pause and really think about what's going on, how I'm feeling, what I'm thinking. So I'm attempting to make it a priority every night to find time to reflect and reconnect so that I can also acknowledge the progress that I've made. And it also serves as a mental switch where it signals the end of work mode and the transition into a more kind of peaceful state of mind, which of course is essential for a good night's sleep. Another thing to consider when you're creating your ideal morning or evening routine is your lifestyle. Your lifestyle plays a significant role in how you establish and maintain routines. And I think it's all about tailoring your routines to fit your unique circumstances and your requirements and your lifestyle. For instance, the morning routine of a stay-at-home parent is going to look very different than that of a single person who's working a 9-to-5 corporate kind of job, or even a college student. And I know it can be really overwhelming when you see a million different variations of a morning or evening routine and you feel like you have to do it all, which can feel daunting and overwhelming. I used to be that person where I thought I had to wake up at 5 a.m., I had to meditate for 30 minutes, I had to do an intense workout every single day, and then like journal for 20 minutes, all before heading off to do a 1-hour commute to my job. And maybe some seasons a routine like this works, but what I've learned throughout all my different types of routines that I've had is that simplicity is the key. You really only need a handful of solid feel-good habits that align with how you want to feel. And that brings us back to understanding what your intentions are for each routine. And like I said, I've gone through various routines in different phases of my life, and what I've learned is that adaptability is key, and being able to adjust to what you need in the current season of life that you find yourself in, and just focusing on 1 to 3 habits that you know make you feel good. I know for me, whether I have an hour to do my morning routine or I only have 5 minutes, the one habit I will always do is some form of journaling. Journaling is that one thing that can really help me stay grounded, stay centered, and can get me through anything. So wherever I'm at, whatever I'm doing, I will always do at least some form of journaling. And another tip that I have when it comes to creating your ideal morning or night routine is something that I think is a little bit more niche, but I think is really important, is embracing the different seasons. So fall, winter, spring, summer, and aligning our lifestyle, our routines, and our habits to align with whatever season that we are in. It's something that I really stand by and I believe, because if you think about it, everything around us, from the weather to nature itself, undergoes changes with each season. So why would we be any different than nature, than anything else around us? So to sync up your habits and routines with the seasons, I suggest just tuning in to the energy and the theme that each season holds. For me, autumn is a time to turn inward, to come back home, to kind of dive into all things like coziness and warmth and family and self-care. So I like to ask myself, what habits or activities help me to really embrace the energy and themes that autumn tends to bring? And I'll share what my fall morning and night routine looks like to kind of give you an idea of what I'm talking about when it comes to aligning your routines, your habits, your life lifestyle to the season that we are in. But the next tip that's been very, very helpful in creating and maintaining a good morning or night routine is having the right tools to support me in building these habits. Having the right tools will definitely set you up for success. I've personally experimented with so many different types of morning journals, some which I've liked, others not so much. I've dabbled into different apps, different decks, books, you name it. And I just have to say that the tools that you choose can significantly impact how you show up for yourself. Now, I'm not saying that you need to go and buy a bunch of stuff to have your ideal morning or night routine, but I do think having at least one tool that you can lean on is going to be very, very helpful. And I just want to share some of the tools that I use in my night and morning routines that give me so much support and help me show up and actually do my routines. And the first is having a journal. I typically use two types of journals in both my morning and night routine. One tends to be a more guided type of journal, like a gratitude journal. Also, the morning and night routine journal by Wild House Paper that I was talking about is also a great choice. And then the second type of journal that I like to have is a blank journal that really allows me to just dive deep through free writing and connecting more with myself. That is like a free-for-all type of journal where I just write all my thoughts. And the next tool that's been really helpful is the Insights meditation app. And this one is an absolute gem and it's completely free. They do have a paid version, but I honestly just use the free version and that comes with so many different meditations and resources. So what I really like about this app is every time you open it, you're given the quote of the day and then you're asked to rate your mood. And based on your mood, it will suggest certain meditations or talks for you to listen to kind of help you with your mood. I just love the versatility of it. So whether it's in the morning, night, or anytime in between, this app is always my go-to. If I'm feeling anxious in the middle of the day, there's a meditation for that. If I want to practice gratitude in the morning, there's a meditation for that. If I want to help unwind for the evening, there's a meditation for that. Whether you're more a religious person or a spiritual person, they have everything for anyone. So this is something that I've been using for almost 2 years and I can use this wherever I go, whether I'm traveling, whether I'm home, anywhere. It's readily available to me. So a good journal and the Insights meditation app are my go-to tools for both my morning and night routine. And to end off today's episode, I just want to share really quickly what my current fall routine look like, just to kind of give you an idea of how I align my routines to match the season that we are in and some of the things that I'm doing. So when it comes to my fall morning routine, I'm definitely adopting a more relaxed and cozy approach. And I wholeheartedly recognize the privilege in being able to do so, and I'm grateful for it every single day. But I like to let myself kind of wake up naturally, and I love starting my mornings with my cats. They are so cuddly and warm in the morning, and usually by the time that I wake up, my boyfriend has already taken care of feeding them, which means that they're happy and full, and they typically let me cuddle with them. So I like to start my morning off very slow, very cozy, and just take my time. One challenge that I am working on is resisting the urge to grab my phone first thing in the morning. It's a habit that I've been trying to break, and while some days I do better than others, I'm okay with that, and it's just something that I'm constantly working on. I also prefer to start my day by letting just the natural light in throughout my apartment. So I'll open all the curtains, all the blinds, and just let the light in, and it feels so good. I'll light some vanilla pumpkin candles and I'll play some background music as well. Typically, I go for like regular lo-fi music, but there's this one specific video on YouTube that I've really been into lately. I believe it's called like Happy Autumn Morning and Relaxing Jazz Instrumental Music or something like that. I'll link it in the show notes, but I've been loving that station or radio, whatever you want to call it, because it sets the tone, the vibe for the day. So once I've kind of set the vibe for the morning, that's when I get into my journaling. So like I said, I'll do typically like a guided journaling. Right now I have the gratitude journal book, so I'll do that, and then I'll get into like my free writing journaling if I feel like I need to work through anything internally, or if I want to practice some affirmations or anything that I feel like doing that day, I'll do that. Then I make some breakfast and I plan out my day, again, using one of the Wild House paper tools. It's the weekly planner that they just came out with. Plan out my day, make my to-do list, and if I have a workout class scheduled for the morning, then I'll get ready for that. It's a very simple and cozy morning routine, and that's exactly how I like my morning routine to feel, especially during the fall and winter months. I'm not trying to do the most. I'm not trying to be uncomfortable in any way. I just want cozy vibes. So that is what we aim for when it comes to our morning routine in the fall. Now, when it comes to my fall evening routine, I do want to say that this is my ideal night routine. It's not something that I've implemented every single day. This is actually something that is a work in progress. In my mind, my night routine officially starts after I've finished dinner and after I've watched an episode or two of Vampire Diaries. Yes, this is like my millionth time watching Vampire Diaries, but that is the show that I'm on right now. So after I kind of relax and unwind for a little bit, that's when I'll start my official night routine. And it starts off with just cleaning up from the day. I'm definitely the type of person who needs to clean my space before I go to bed. So I'll usually just clean up from dinner, from the day in general, start the dishwasher, put things away, sweep, things like that. After I clean up, my ideal step would be to shower, do my skincare. And after doing my shower and skincare routine, the next step would be just making myself a calming, soothing tea. There's one tea in particular that I've been drinking every single night that really helps me to get a better night's sleep. And after I do that, the next step would be to start like my nighttime journaling. I usually will bring my journals and like all my nighttime tools to the couch, and depending on my mood, I might watch one more episode of Vampire Diaries or whatever show I'm watching at the moment before going into my journaling. But if not, I'll switch to some relaxing music while I journal and reflect on the day and do all that. By that time, my boyfriend usually gets home from work, and then it's time for bed. So that is what my ideal fall night routine is looking like. I may adjust things here and there. And that's what I love about routines, is we can adjust them accordingly, choose to do less, choose to add more, and just find what works for us. So yeah, that's kind of an idea of what my morning and night routine are looking like for the fall season. And with that being said, those are my thoughts for today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed some of these tips and resources. Again, if you're interested in joining the community challenge with me and the other amazing people in the community, the link to sign up for that I'll leave in the show notes. And if you're interested in checking out any of the Wild House Paper products, I'll leave their website down below as well. Again, this isn't sponsored by any way. I just genuinely love them and was inspired to talk about this topic because of them. And as a final reminder, be sure to check out our sponsor for today's episode. If you're looking to make your life easier this fall by eliminating the mess of cooking, cleaning, prepping with Factor, the link to that will be in the show notes as well. That is all I have to say. I hope you guys have a great week. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.